Hi, we are conducting a survey to help better understand how people in your community feel about current situations in their state and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone else who answers the survey. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
And thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
What is the year of your birth?
1955.
And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
You can write Bachelor of Science, I guess.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
Caucasian. I mean, Irish?
And are you registered to vote? Or like many people,
yes.
You're not registered to vote?
I am registered to vote. Yes.
Thank you, sir. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
And
mm-hmm.
How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, unfair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. Jobs and the economy, inflation and the cost of living, the cost of housing, rent, healthcare, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, public transportation, corruption in city government, gun violence, city services like trash pickup, public school funding, homelessness, crime, and public safety.
What was the question? Which
below
is most concern me?
Yes. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issue facing the city of Philadelphia?
I would say gun violence and safety and education was not a choice, huh?
I do not have education. I have only public school funding.
Yeah, public school funding. Okay.
Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you're very favorable. 5 means that you're neutral. 0 means that you're very unfavorable. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Council member Kenyatta Johnson, from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
8.
The Philadelphia City Council?
7.
A police commissioner, Kevin Bethel?
8.
District attorney, Larry Kreshner?
10.
Your local police officers?
10.
The Philadelphia Police Department?
7.
Governor Josh Shapiro?
10.
Mayor Sherelle Parker?
Well, she only hadn't started, but 10.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets?
7.
SEPTA?
7.
Generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in the city government.
Strongly agree.
Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that you highly are satisfied. 5 meaning you're neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. 0 meaning that you're highly dissatisfied. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10.
Yeah.
The availability of good paying jobs.
8.
The condition of park, recreation centers, and community facilities.
7.
Access to public transportation.
9.
The condition of roads and infrastructure.
5.
Public safety.
6.
Access to affordable housing.
5.
The cost of rent.
I don't know how to answer that.
Well, from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I don't rent. I don't know.
I'll remember that 5 is neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. Like neutral.
5.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fairly neutral.
And what about the quality of education in public schools?
6.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
Getting better.
Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or raising to the point where you can rely to get ahead?
The last one.
And below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. And you may select up to 3. Groceries, paying down debt, education, public transportation, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, gas, personal care, recreation and entertainment, rent, health care, including prescription drugs, child care.
So you're saying which of those, I forget what the question was. How did you phrase the question?
Oh, please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses.
None of them, really.
Well, I have groceries, paying down debt, education, public transportation, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet. Gas,
internet.
Personal care. Okay.
Internet.
Okay, and what about gas, personal care, recreation and entertainment, rent, health care, including prescription drugs, child care, or other, if you have something else in mind?
No, I don't have anything in mind particularly. The
okay.
Only thing I would complain about is the cost of internet cable.
Internet cable, okay.
That's okay.
What about health care, including prescription drugs? Nothing like that?
No.
Groceries.
I don't get prescription drugs, and I don't have an issue with health care. You know, it's high. Yeah, okay, so let's say health care, and let's just pick one out of the hat.
Okay.
Electricity.
Electricity, okay.
No, you know what? Let's say water. How about that? Yeah, let's pick water.
Now, thinking about... I left it at healthcare, sir, the one you chose.
That's what I think.
Okay. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you not at all concerned? Not that concerned? somewhat concerned or very concerned?
My neighborhood, not really very concerned, no.
And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week?
Rarely.
And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little or too much, on police department?
Too little.
Here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it. Hire 50 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates. Would you feel much safer, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all safer?
I don't remember how you started the phrase, the question.
Oh, hire 15 new 911 dispatchers.
Okay, I see what you're saying, yes. Make me feel more safer.
Correct.
I don't know. What am I supposed to give you a number?
Well, from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
A little bit safer.
Being sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the street.
Somewhat safer.
Close the open-air drug market in Kensington? Kensington? Do apologize.
Kensington. Yeah, Kensington. No effect, I mean. Yeah, no.
What about declare a public safety emergency in the city?
No effect.
Not at all safer, because that's the option I have, or a little bit safer.
I don't think it will have any effect on me. No effect. No.
What I'm saying, sir, from the options I have here, do you want me to mark down a little bit safer or not at all safer?
Not at all.
Okay. The other one says aggressively. Pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Yeah, see, they're not asking me if I think it's a good idea. They're just asking me if I think it would make me safer. But
yes.
I think they should, but I don't think that it will affect me, so maybe a little safer, yeah.
What about expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, businesses, districts, and libraries?
Well, yes. What's the most severe it will help? What's your choice?
Much
a lot
safer,
safer,
so much safer,
much
a little
safer.
Bit.
Let's go. Let's say much safer. Yes.
Okay.
Don't think it'll affect my life, but I think it's a good idea. I think they should do it. Yes.
And in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently?
I think she's headed in the right direction.
Okay. A bit in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Parker recently?
I mean, just what I read in the paper, I think she's doing a good job.
I think she's doing a good job.
She's only been there for less than, 2 months. It's a little hard to say.
Okay.
Yes, you're doing a good job, I guess. Or just good ideas. How about that?
Okay. So just what I read in the paper, I think she's doing a good job?
Yes.
Is that good?
Yes, from what I read in the paper, I think she's has good ideas. Yes.
Okay. And as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three. Hire more police officers. Remove homelessness encampments. Invest in community development. Faster small business and local jobs. Improve the city's infrastructure. Tackle the opioid crisis. Support more affordable housing. Improve public transportation. Improve our schools and education. Reduce juvenile crime or get guns off the streets or address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods.
Hire more police and invest in education and help small businesses.
And help small businesses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a list of specific police that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where a 10 means you strongly support it, 5 means you neither support nor oppose, 0 means that you strongly oppose. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
10.
Invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
10.
Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along businesses' districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
Well, I guess 9.
Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalks, sweeping, and litter removal.
7.
Provide $100 million for treatment and tragic facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
8.
Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods affected by crime.
8.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
2.
Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
10.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removal, abandoned
10.
Cars from our streets. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for your patience. We are almost done here. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on recruiting all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
I support it.
Strongly support it or somewhat?
Strongly support it.
As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchange and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safer and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools?
Support.
Strongly supported or somewhat supported?
Strongly.
And how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month?
Several times a day.
In politics today?
Every day.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
In thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Do you currently own your home, rent, live with family?
Yeah, own.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual?
Straight.
Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
No.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce?
Married. Married.
And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
And below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. TikTok, New York Times, Power 99, NPR, WHYY, CNN, local news station, Facebook, Washington Post, X, known as Twitter, Philadelphia Inquiry, Fox News, Philadelphia Daily News, or YouTube.
How many can I pick?
You can select up to three.
Okay. Philadelphia Inquirer. New York Times. And I don't know what the third one must be. I don't know.
Okay. Last question. Last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than... Excuse me?
Go ahead.
No. Was it less than $24,000 a year? $25,000 a year? $34,000 a year?
No. No, it was like $150,000 almost. Yeah.
Okay, so is it between $100,000 a year to $249,000 a year?
Yes.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great evening. Thank you, sir.
Good work. All righty. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.